Saudi Arabic Head Start Program. Module 6, Side 1, Lesson 1. Drills on Conversation. Listen to the conversation as read by the speakers at normal speed.
تحب الأكل العربي؟
إيوة أحب الأكل العربي.
اتفضل عندي على العشاء يوم الاثنين.
متأسف ما أقدر، أنا مشغول الاثنين.
طيب تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟
أتشرف. الساعة المباركة؟
الساعة 8.
أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله.
Listen to the question, do you like Arab food? And notice the intonation.
تحب الأكل العربي؟
The question consists of three words. The first word,
تحب,
literally means you like. But here it is pronounced as a question. Therefore it is translated as, do you like? Listen to this word pronounced slowly.
تحب.
The first sound, t, stands for you. And the second part, حب, is the main part of the word like. Listen to you like.
تحب. تحب. تحب.
Repeat after the speaker.
تحب. تحب. تحب.
The last two words,
الأكل العربي,
mean Arab food, but their literal meaning is the food, the Arabic. Listen to the first word by itself, which means the food.
الأكل. الأكل. الأكل.
Repeat.
الأكل. الأكل. الأكل.
The second word,
العربي,
means the Arab or the Arabic. You learned this word before in Module 1. Listen to the following question and try to remember its meaning.
أنت تهرج عربي؟
It means, do you speak Arabic? Well, here we have the same word plus the initial sound, il, meaning the. Listen to the word, the Arab, and repeat it.
العربي. العربي. العربي.
Now listen to the two words together, meaning the Arab food.
الأكل العربي. الأكل العربي. الأكل العربي.
Repeat.
الأكل العربي. الأكل العربي. الأكل العربي.
Listen to the entire question.
تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟
Repeat it.
تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟
Now, if you want to ask your Saudi guest if he likes American food, you should say,
تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟
Listen to this question and repeat it.
تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟ تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟ تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟
It seems that Major Adams has eaten Arab food before and likes it. Listen to his response to the question.
إيوة أحب الأكل العربي.
It means, yes, I like Arab food. You know that إيوة means yes. Listen and repeat it again.
إيوة. إيوة. إيوة.
The second word in this sentence is
أحب,
meaning I like. Listen to this word and notice that the only difference between I like
أحب
and you like
تحب
is the initial sound in both words. Listen to the word I like
أحب أحب أحب.
Now say it after the speaker.
أحب أحب أحب.
Let us say the whole sentence together. First, listen to the speaker.
إيوة أحب الأكل العربي. إيوة أحب الأكل العربي.
Now repeat just the words for the Arab food.
الأكل العربي. الأكل العربي.
Repeat, yes, I like Arab food.
إيوة أحب الأكل العربي. إيوة أحب الأكل العربي. إيوة أحب الأكل العربي.
Now repeat again the question, do you like Arab food?
تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟ تحب الأكل العربي؟
Let us say again, do you like American food?
تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟ تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟ تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟
Abdulaziz now is specifying the time of the meal and the day on which he is inviting John. The key words in his invitation are the words dinner and Monday. Listen first to the whole line.
اتفضل عندي على العشاء يوم الاثنين.
It means, please come to my place for dinner on Monday. The last two words, meaning day Monday, are not new to you, but let's practice them again. Repeat after the speaker.
يوم الاثنين. يوم الاثنين. يوم الاثنين.
Now let's learn the words meaning for dinner. Listen.
على العشاء. على العشاء. على العشاء.
The first word, على, is known to you. You learned that على يمينك means on your right, and على يسارك means on your left. Here, the same word, على, is used for four. Now listen to the word,
العشاء,
which literally means the dinner.
العشاء. العشاء. العشاء.
Repeat.
العشاء. العشاء. العشاء.
Now listen carefully to for dinner.
على العشاء.
Notice that we drop the initial sound e in il when we pronounce for and dinner together.
على العشاء. على العشاء. على العشاء.
Repeat after the speaker.
على العشاء. على العشاء. على العشاء.
The first two words in the invitation,
اتفضل عندي,
mean please come over to my place. You know that the phrase اتفضل سيجارة means please have a cigarette, and the expression اتفضل استريح is used to offer someone a seat. Here the word اتفضل is part of a phrase which you may say to invite someone. Listen to this phrase.
اتفضل عندي. اتفضل عندي. اتفضل عندي.
You have already learned that the word عند means at, or in the area of, as in the sentence أوقف عند الباب, stop at the door. And you learned that عندي means I have, as in عندي خمسين دولار, I have $50. Here, عندي is going to mean at my place, or actually my home. Since you already have had the word عندي, you should have no problem saying, please come to my place. Repeat it after the speaker.
اتفضل عندي. اتفضل عندي. اتفضل عندي.
Let's practice saying, please come to my place for dinner. First, just listen.
اتفضل عندي على العشاء. اتفضل عندي على العشاء. اتفضل عندي على العشاء.
Repeat after the speaker.
اتفضل عندي على العشاء. اتفضل عندي على العشاء. اتفضل عندي على العشاء.
Now how do you say please come to my place on Monday? You should say
اتفضل عندي يوم الاثنين.
Repeat after the speaker.
اتفضل عندي يوم الاثنين. اتفضل عندي يوم الاثنين. اتفضل عندي يوم الاثنين.
Practice saying the sentence using other days of the week instead of Monday. Start with Tuesday. You should say
اتفضل عندي يوم الثلاثاء.
Wednesday.
اتفضل عندي يوم الأربعاء.
Thursday.
اتفضل عندي يوم الخميس.
Friday.
اتفضل عندي يوم الجمعة.
Saturday.
اتفضل عندي يوم السبت.
Sunday.
اتفضل عندي يوم الأحد.
Major Adams responds to the invitation with the following sentence.
متأسف ما أقدر أنا مشغول الاثنين.
It means, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm busy on Monday. As you can see, you know the first word.
متأسف.
I'm sorry. Let's practice it again. Repeat it.
متأسف. متأسف. متأسف.
In the phrase I can't, you'll learn the new word
أقدر,
which means I am able to. This is in contrast to the word ممكن, which you learned before, which means may or possible. Listen to the word meaning I can or I am able to.
أقدر. أقدر. أقدر.
Say it.
أقدر. أقدر. أقدر.
Now, in order to say I cannot, we will use the word ما, which you learned before in ما أفهم, meaning I don't understand. In order to say I can't, the word ما must again come before أقدر. First, listen to I can't.
ما أقدر. ما أقدر.
Now repeat it.
ما أقدر. ما أقدر. ما أقدر.
Let's say the two words sorry and I can't together. Listen and repeat.
متأسف ما أقدر. متأسف ما أقدر. متأسف ما أقدر.
The last part in the sentence said by Major Adams is composed of three words. Listen to this sentence.
أنا مشغول الاثنين.
It means, I'm busy on Monday. The first word, أنا, means I or I am. Repeat it.
أنا. أنا. أنا.
The second word,
مشغول,
means busy. It is composed of mesh and ghoul. Notice that ghoul starts with the sound gha. Listen.
مشغول. مشغول. مشغول.
Repeat.
مشغول. مشغول. مشغول.
Listen to the phrase meaning I am busy.
أنا مشغول. أنا مشغول.
Repeat it.
أنا مشغول. أنا مشغول. أنا مشغول.
The third word is الاثنين and means Monday, as you know. Now listen to I am busy on Monday.
أنا مشغول الاثنين. أنا مشغول الاثنين.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أنا مشغول الاثنين. أنا مشغول الاثنين. أنا مشغول الاثنين.
Now listen to the entire line and translate it into English.
متأسف ما أقدر. أنا مشغول الاثنين.
It means, sorry, I can't. I'm busy on Monday. Repeat it in parts after the speaker.
متأسف ما أقدر. أنا مشغول الاثنين. متأسف ما أقدر. أنا مشغول الاثنين. متأسف ما أقدر. أنا مشغول الاثنين.
Let's assume that you want to invite a Saudi friend of yours to your house for dinner. Do you remember the sentence which you should say? You should say,
اتفضل عندي على العشاء.
Now your friend's answer is,
متأسف ما أقدر أنا مشغول.
What does that mean? It means, sorry, I can't, I'm busy. One more question. Ask your Saudi friend if he likes American food. You should say,
تحب الأكل الأمريكي؟
It seems that Abdulaziz very much wants to invite the major. So he tries again by saying,
طيب, تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟
It means, okay, can you come on Tuesday? Actually, there is only one new word in this line. It's the word,
تجي,
meaning you come. Listen to this word.
تجي. تجي. تجي.
Repeat it.
تجي. تجي. تجي.
Now listen to the question again.
طيب, تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟
The first word, طيب, means okay, all right, or fine. You learned to use it in Module 1 as a response to the question, كيف حالك, meaning, how are you? Do you remember the response to كيف حالك? It is طيب والحمد لله. Fine, and praise be to God. The second word
تقدر
is not new. You just learned أقدر, which means I can. تقدر means you can. Listen to it.
تقدر تقدر تقدر.
Repeat it after the speaker.
تقدر تقدر تقدر.
Now let's practice saying the two words تقدر and تجي together, which mean can you come. Listen.
تقدر تجي تقدر تجي تقدر تجي.
Repeat it.
تقدر تجي تقدر تجي تقدر تجي.
The last two words in the question are
يوم الثلاثة,
which means on Tuesday. Listen to can you come on Tuesday.
تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة.
Repeat it.
تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة.
We'll add the word طيب, meaning okay, at the beginning. Listen and repeat.
طيب, تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟ طيب, تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟ طيب, تقدر تجي يوم الثلاثة؟
Adams answers by saying
أتشرف الساعة المباركة,
which means I'd be glad to. When? The literal meaning of the first word is I am honored. This means that he has accepted the invitation. Listen to it.
أتشرف أتشرف أتشرف.
Repeat.
أتشرف أتشرف أتشرف.
Now, Adams asks,
الساعة المباركة,
which literally means the blessed hour or the hour blessed. It simply means when or at what time. Listen to the first word meaning the hour.
الساعة الساعة الساعة.
Repeat it.
الساعة الساعة الساعة.
Listen to the second word, meaning the blessed.
المباركة المباركة المباركة.
Repeat it.
المباركة المباركة المباركة.
Now listen to the two words together, meaning when or at what time.
الساعة المباركة الساعة المباركة الساعة المباركة.
Repeat it.
الساعة المباركة الساعة المباركة الساعة المباركة.
Now say the entire line for I'll be glad to. When?
أتشرف الساعة المباركة أتشرف الساعة المباركة أتشرف الساعة المباركة.
عبد العزيز says
الساعة ثمانية,
which means 8 o'clock. Nothing new here. Listen.
الساعة ثمانية الساعة ثمانية الساعة ثمانية.
Say it after the speaker.
الساعة ثمانية الساعة ثمانية الساعة ثمانية.
In the last line in this conversation, John Adams is confirming his acceptance of the invitation by saying,
أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله.
Which means, I'll see you on Tuesday, God willing. Actually, you know all the words in this sentence. Let's practice saying them, starting with the first one meaning, I'll see you. Listen.
أشوفك. أشوفك. أشوفك.
Repeat.
أشوفك. أشوفك. أشوفك.
Listen to the two words for Tuesday.
يوم الثلاثة. يوم الثلاثة.
Repeat them after the speaker.
يوم الثلاثة. يوم الثلاثة. يوم الثلاثة.
Listen again to God willing and repeat it after the speaker.
إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله.
Now listen to the whole sentence again before you repeat it.
أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله. أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله. أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله. أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله. أشوفك يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله.
Let's review. Listen to the following sentence and translate it into English.
اتفضل عندي على العشاء يوم الثلاثة.
It means, please come over to my place for dinner on Tuesday. Let's assume that you are busy on Tuesday. Apologize to your Saudi friend by saying, sorry, I can't. You should say,
متأسف ما أقدر.
Apologize again by saying, sorry, I'm busy on Tuesday. You should say,
متأسف أنا مشغول الثلاثة.
Now he says,
طيب تقدر تجي يوم الأربعة.
What does that mean? It means, okay, can you come on Wednesday? Answer this question by saying, I'd be glad to. When? You should say,
أتشرف الساعة المباركة.